want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is griot of Haiti. Across the wide urban street sits a botanica selling things from incense oils and religious articles to French perfumes. Adjoining that, a faded storefront painted with the words, Philadelphia Church of God. We were parked on Northeast 54th Street in front of a humble establishment open for many years here in Miami that offers up for sale dishes like morue, poisson, poulet, tasso of young goat, the beloved soup jumeau. The traditional soup served on New Year's Day is a tribute to Haitian independence, whereby this soup is consumed when it was once forbidden by their French masters, and this restaurant's most famous dish, griot. It was for that my wife, Janet, and I stepped inside into Chez Le Bébé. Soon we were sharing a platter of this simmered and then fried pork staple of Haitian cookery. An old woman worked in the kitchen ladling rice from a massive cauldron. I could see her through the tiny window that also acted as a pass-through for the plates of fragrant food she cooked. What might have been her granddaughter worked the many to-go orders as well as for those of us who sat in the small dining area. The dish griot is reminiscent of the Cuban dish masitas de puerco. A distinguishing factor is that in lieu of a side of mojo, our griot was served with a cup of the pork's braising liquid, delicious, poured over that pork. What seems to be a harmless coleslaw is actually the fiery piclis. One of the key factors that distinguishes the many similarities in Caribbean food is how a few of the countries prize chili peppers. In Haiti, and here at Chez Le Bébé, Scotch bonnets are embraced. I draped some on more my side of our shared plate. A bowl of rice flecked with red beans came too, as did a salad. But it was the pork that was the main storyteller of this dish. It is a narrative of meat, pork fat, slow cooking, crispy edges, spice, acidity, and soul. Manger Creole, or Haitian food, primary influences are French, African, and derivations of Taino, Indian, and Spain. Many would argue that not one country in the Caribbean has had a rougher time in history than Haiti. Dictators have been more constant than sunlight in what should have been a paradise. Race wars continue to be a cancer in Haiti. The earthquake of several years ago is still a horrendous problem. Somehow, through it all, the Haitian spirit rises up, and Haiti continues to share her great flavors. The word griot also means a West African storyteller or praise singer. I have an interview forum on the website The Daily Meal called Kitchen Conversations with Norman Van Aken. I have had the honor to interview the Haitian-born author, Edwidge Dandekant, in one of my conversations. Her powerful stories are illustrative of Haiti's poetic yet difficult times. She spoke with love about the things that caused her to write. I asked, "Are you the first writer in your family?" "Yes, though not the first storyteller. There were many amazing oral storytellers in my family. I became a writer by listening to the stories my aunts and grandmothers told. The griots are the people of Haiti, revered for their storytelling powers. We eat, we taste, we listen, and we learn of life." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.